92 KQRS, the home of rock and roll.
Hi, this is Tom and Dan.
In case you missed our show this morning.
Mary Ann Sullivan.
Yes, sir.
It's time for some real bad news. There's a newspaper in Louisiana called the Monroe Dispatch. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
This is a real newspaper. You can look it up. According to the Monroe Dispatch, relatives suspect foul play and hit-and-run death. This is just how it was reported. According to relatives, Kevin Worthy was riding a bicycle when he was hit, but the bicycle received little or no damage. I don't see how he could be in the shape he was in, and yet the bike was not touched. His face was messed up so bad I only recognized him because he was family. And his skull was cracked open so deep until you could actually see down in it. It is believed he died from head injuries.
Always.
I think so.
Now, was that a professional medical opinion?
No, that was his, like, cousin or something. This is it. I'm reading this newspaper right now.
Oh.
It's quite the newspaper. Let me... And it seemed like somebody not only hit him, but also ran over him again.
Oh.
I get, that's probably foul play. And then, right after that, he backed over him again.
I lost my job.
That is some bad news.
Let me ask you a question. Is that brains down in there? Okay. Time now, ladies and gentlemen, for a pop star, worst date in the history of the planet. You ready for this one?
Not a rock star.
No, these are two pop stars.
All right.
Actually. Prince, 29, and 28-year-old Sheena Easton have been jetting across two continents just to see each other, and Prince recently shelled out $1 million for a posh apartment in Paris so they can spend time together there.
That is a worst date.
Prince wanted to surprise her with a $1 million apartment he just bought in Paris so that in the future he and Sheena can be together more often when they're in Europe.
Isn't that sweet?
And Sheena Easton told the close source, Prince put his hands over my eyes, took me inside the apartment, then removed his hands and said, surprise, it's our love nest.
Yeah, I bet.
Let me tell you something. I met Sheena Easton once.
Did you?
Worst human being I've ever met in my life. First of all, she's like Welsh or something, so you can't understand a word she's saying.
Yeah.
Honey, it's the most beautiful place I've ever seen in my life. God. Yeah, okay. Ladies and gentlemen, you've heard the rumors that the king of rock and roll is really not dead, that he's living on an island somewhere mm-hmm. with John F. Kennedy and Jimi Hendrix.
Right. Yeah.
They all live there. You thought it was rumor. We're here to tell you, ladies and gentlemen, it could be true. Here he is, live from that island, the king.
Good morning, Elvis.
Good morning, sir. It's been a long time, baby. How are you today?
Everything's fabulous. How you been doing?
I'm not doing too bad, man. I just got done stuffing my face with some pancakes.
Time now for Channel 4's Mark Rosen Sports Update.
And we have just the man, I understand, to help us get the Twins out of this funk they're in.
Yeah, he's in a pretty good mood this morning until he walked in. I said, how you doing? He goes,
Am I on your show already? Yeah, I'm just oozing this early in the morning. What kind of sport are you talking about?
Any kind of sports you want to talk
about. I have no concept of sport. I'm a card-carrying wimp.
Yeah, you want to go to Twins game tonight?
No. I hate sports. All I know about sports is that if your city's team wins, you legally can do any kind of behavior you want, and it's okay.
Time now for the love zone, ladies and gentlemen. Dear Johnny Rock, I have a problem that's a little bit gross, but not as gross as some of the stuff I've heard you talk about before.
Mm-hmm.
There's this guy I really like, and I know for an undoubted fact that he likes me, too. He stares at me and is overly nice and does all that body language stuff that sends strong signals that he's going to ask me out soon. Mm-hmm. When he does ask me out is when the problem is really going to occur. You see, I'm either going to have to tell him no, or else I'm going to have to say yes, but only if you do something about those sweaters on your teeth.
Tom and Dan, weekday mornings 6 to 9.
92 KQRS, the station that plays all the rock and roll from the 60s, 70s, and 80s. Double shot of Sammy Hagar here on 90 Tuesday. Right before that, it was the Steve Miller Band and also a couple from Bob Seger. Hi, this is Jack Hicks and KQ looking for you. In addition to spotting bumper stickers every day, we're coming to your place of work. Give us a call at 545-ROCK or 545-ROLL with a request and let us know that you're listening at work. We'll pick at least one call each day and stop by with keys that may fit the Porsche 944 cash, concert tickets, CDs, CD players, and more. Tune us in and leave us on all day. We'll be looking for you every day from 92 KQRS. And by the way, that also includes second and third shifters as well, all right?
92 KQRS, playing all the rock and roll from the 60s, 70s, and 80s, doing Hard Off Compact Disc as well as Bad Company. It's Wally Walker 435. I do believe the heat has gotten to me today. Who do we have on the line here right now?
Ann Howell.
Where are you from, Ann?
Bloomington.
And you just won $1,000 cash for telling me that you had heard Heart with Tom and Dan this morning.
Oh, thank you.
Unbelievable.
Oh, I can't believe it.
Use $1,000 cool cash, huh?
Oh, thank you. Oh, I can spend it a million ways.
Yeah, maybe go out and buy an air conditioner, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Congratulations from KQ, Ann.
Thank you.
92 KQRS and three decades of rock and roll, some live REO, also Great White off Once Bitten or Once Broken, and Bob Seger out of 68 for that KQ Leather and Lace get-together in Anoka. I love those phone calls. Keep them coming. John Lastman here with more tickets to the new Cheech comedy called Born in East L.A. You get four of them if you're caller 5-545-ROCK or 545-ROLL. On deck, it's the KQ six-pack for a Monday with Def Leppard, Classic Cream, another 55 minutes of music, and up next, a new local musician called Melvin James.
92 KQRS with three decades of rock and roll on a 90 Tuesday, doubling up on Def Leppard there, and also some George Thorogood and two from Sammy Hagar as KQ rocks Coon Rapids on a 90 Tuesday, and thanks a lot for the call tonight. Well, KQ Minnesota's concert leader once again coming through with the tickets to get you and a friend out on the town. Compliments to KQ. And how about this weekend? Got Hank Williams Jr. coming in concert on Friday at the Minneapolis Auditorium. And you're going right now. A couple of tickets for you if you call caller 10 at 545. Rock or roll, and good luck to you. I'm Nancy Rosen, and we're going to roll another 55 minutes of double shots in the final hour. Another 90 Tuesday coming up, including two from Loverboy. And one of them is going to be a track off their new release that KQ debuted to you just a few days ago. Also, a couple KQ classics from Led Zeppelin in there, and we'll do a double shot of Van Halen and Rush coming up too.
92 KQRS playing all the rock and roll from the 60s, 70s, and 80s with Foreigner and the title track from their 79 release, remastered to compact disc and sent out to ABC Roofing in Eagan, listening all day at work to the home of rock and roll. KQ classic rock before that from the Small Faces and a slice from Def Leppard's newest CD, Hysteria, with Animal also off the KQ studio lines, which are 545 rock or roll. If there's something I can get on for you, feel free to let me know. And set to go in just a moment as we kick off 1 hour of nonstop rock. KQ classics from Arlo Guthrie and Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young. Also some new Steppenwolf and Sammy Hagar, plus Bob Seger. It's all from your concert leader for 19 years, KQ, with the first and most accurate concert information. KQ proudly presents U2 November 3rd at the St. Paul Civic Center. Also, KQ welcomes Roger Waters September 10th to the Met. And KQ is going to wrap up your summer with the End of the Summer Beach Bash this Saturday at Nicollet Island, featuring the Brian McDonald Group and Peter Diggins and the Little Criminals. Admission is free, and if you need more information on that or anything else that's going on around town, we've got the most accurate and up-to-date concert and club information 24 hours a day on the KQ Concert and Club line, 546-2022. Jot it down and keep it handy, and that's brought to you in part by Budweiser.
92 KQRS with three decades of rock and roll and 92% of our music off CD, two from Compact Disc, The Grateful Dead off In the Dark, and Hell in a Bucket. That's a KQ exclusive. Also, Steve Winwood right before that with a track off Back in the High Life, and Canadian rock from Bachman Turner Overdrive. Did that for those early morning KQ rockers at Children's Palace in Burnsville. Thank you for the call. Terry Train getting set to turn things over to KQ's Tom and Dan. Coming in here at 5:30 with the KQ traffic update from Marianne Sullivan at Metro Traffic. Also KQ satellite weather and musically tunes on the way from the Steve Miller Band, Brian Adams, Greg Allman, and the Blues Brothers coming up. It's 5:23.
KQ92 is looking for you. In addition to spotting bumper stickers every day, we're coming to your place of work. Give us a call at 545-ROCK or 545-ROLL with a request and let us know you're listening at work. We'll pick at least one call each day and stop by with keys that may fit the Porsche 944. cash, concert tickets, CD, CD players, and more. Tune us in and leave us on all day. We'll be looking for you every day. From the home of rock and roll, 92 KQRS.